Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is so freaking cool. I am calling this the Tower of Power because it literally is a Tower of Power. This is a surge protector slash everything else kind of power strip. It reminds me the shape of, and I know this is going to sound funny, but it reminds me the shape of a Clorox wipes bottle because it's tall, it's big and round. And it literally is a tower. And what it has on it has 12 AC outlets, and these are surge protected. This thing is not just a power strip, this is a surge protector. So this is going to give you 1500 joules of surge protection, which is actually really, really good because a lot of your lesser expensive surge protectors, or what they call surge protectors, are giving like 300, 400, 500 joules. This thing is 1500 joules. So this is lightning protection, overcurrent protection, overcharge protection, every kind of protection you can imagine in this one tower. And it does have a super heavy duty outlet, cable that goes from the tower. That it's not removable, it's attached to the tower. And the cable is about 5 feet or so long. Yeah, I'd say about 5 feet long. And it plugs into a single wall outlet. Now, not taking up two outlets of a wall outlet, but just one outlet is going to give you 17 ports. Okay, so you've got not only you have 12 three-prong AC outlets going vertically down the sides of this. Okay, so at the front, looking at this from the front, not only do you have the 12 outlets going around it, you've got three USB ports, standard USB ports for charging devices, and two USB Type-C ports under that. So, starting at the front, going around vertically, you've got a section with three-prong outlets. Then, go a little bit further around the tower, you've got another section of three-prong outlets going vertically. They go around to the other section, going around the tower to the back, three-prong outlets vertically. And then, finally, right again up to the front, three-prong outlets. So, you've got four sections that are vertical three-prong AC outlets. And the nice thing about this is the outlets are actually spaced out very nicely. So even if you have a large AC plug or a large capacitor or whatever on the AC plug, you can still plug them in because basically each section is about 6 inches tall. So you have three outlets spread out in that 6-inch area. So you've got one outlet at the top going sideways. So they're vertical, but they're going sideways. So that way they're not going to interfere with the one below it. So if you have them going, the outlets themselves going vertical, not just the section, but the outlet themselves going vertical, then you would be have one on top of one, you'd plug in, if you have had a big capacitor or whatever, it would actually, the cord would hang down to go over the top of the other one. And so this is really well designed because they're actually going sideways. So this way, the cords go out to the side, the capacitors, the whatever, the transformers, I guess is what they're called, transformers on, those aren't interfering with the ones above it and the ones below it. So it's just a really well designed, thought out power tower of power. All right, so you got those four sections going around it, and then right in front, the very front section, opposite the cable coming out of the back, you've got going down from the top, you've got three standard USB ports for charging, and those are also spaced apart very nicely. Then you have two USB Type-C ports that are also spaced apart. So this thing literally gives you everything, and you could literally charge up to 17 things and power up to 17 things at one time with this one tower. Now the tower itself is going to stand about 8 inches tall or so, and it's going to have a diameter around of about 4 inches. So it's like 4 inches by like 8 inches. And very nice, well built, kind of a hard plastic, whatever. The bottom has a rubber foot going around it, but it is covered with plastic. So if you want to use that rubber foot, you do need to peel off the plastic. Then the rubber is underneath it. Then you can set this on a desk or a table or whatever, and it's not going to slide around. Excuse me. It's not going to slide around, and it's not going to scratch up anything because you've got this rubber foot going around the whole bottom there. Now, the other cool thing about this is at the very top of this, you have a master power button. So there's a big round button that's kind of indented in the top that will turn this on and off. And I don't think you guys are going to be able to hear this, but when you turn it off and on, there is a click sound because I have had really good surge protectors before, and they make this little clicking sound like they're shutting off the current, and then they're shutting it back on again. So I'm gonna do this, but I don't think that you guys will be able to hear this through the computer. But here we go. So there is the sound of the actual button being pressed, but then there's another sound in the background of the actual unit clicking on and off. But I'm sure you probably can't hear that. But anyway, coming out the back, like I said, is you do have a 5 foot really heavy duty cord that is going to plug into one single wall outlet, not take up the whole thing, but just one outlet of the outlet that has two plugs. Now, the standard USB ports are going to give you like a 2 amp charge. USB-C ports are going to give you a 3 amp charge, and all together it's spread out to give you 30 watts total between the five ports. Now, the description says that you can actually charge cell phones, and yes, you can. And you can charge iPads, and yes, you can, and tablets and things like that. It does say you can charge laptops with this. I will tell you, I did attempt to charge my laptop that uses USB-C, and there is not enough wattage coming from these to charge my particular laptop. Now, I don't know what the Macs have to have, but my laptop has to have about at least 48 watts of power to be able to charge it. Like I said, there's a total of 30 watts that split between these five ports. So that means if you don't have anything plugged in and you just plug in one USB-C port, you're going to get that 30 watts. But if you have two things plugged in, it's going to spread that power out among those ports. Now, if you have a laptop that can actually charge with as little as 30 watts of power, then this would probably be able to charge it. Like I said, I don't know what MacBooks and MacBook Minis and Pros, or not Minis, but the Air, MacBook Air. I don't know what the MacBook Airs have to use, have as far as wattage. I'm sorry, all of a sudden I got the yawns. As far as I don't know what they have to, use as far as wattage to be able to charge a MacBook Air, but if it's 30 watts, then this should be able to power it as long as you're not using any of the other ports. But it really doesn't matter because you've got 12 AC outlets here that you can easily plug in a laptop charger. And when I plugged mine in, of course, it charged my laptop just fine because it was pulling from the AC outlets and not from the USB ports. But the USB ports are nice because they can still power things like Echoes and, like I said, tablets and smartphones and all that. They can still charge Victor streams and probably even Braille displays and all that. They can still charge just fine. It's just with laptops, it's a little bit weird sometimes. And a lot of the laptops out there, you do have to have a minimum of like 48 watts to be able to charge. But anyway, guys, this is super freaking cool. I mean, not only do you get all the different ports to charge from, but it is truly a 1500 joule surge protector. And then you have this button at the top, power button that will turn off the power on all the ports very easily just by the press of the button, or turn all the power back on again easily with the press of a button. So yeah, there's not much more to say about this. It's got every kind of protection you can imagine. Like I mentioned, lightning, overcharge, current protection, and of course surge protection. So it's great. And then I love the way they spaced out all of the outlets for the AC outlets, spaced apart, very, very nicely. So you're not going to interfere with the one below it. You've literally got like maybe a little over an inch between outlets. So that is a lot of space in between that if you have one of those big transformers on a plug, it's not going to bother the one below it or above it at all. And they go to the side, so the cords can go out to the side. They're very, very tight when you plug in a plug to them. So they've got a very, very tight fit there. And yeah, guys, this is really cool. This is probably the coolest power kind of strip thing that we have ever carried in our store. It is literally the tower of power. And these are brand new in the box. And if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldtcompany.com. And our phone number, I'm sorry, and our website is harboldtcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. And again, sorry for the yawns all of a sudden, but sometimes they just hit me at the worst times, worst timing there. But anyway, if you guys appreciate you guys, and we will catch you next time.